Now, okay, so continuing in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, we're now in Siman Vav. However, Nami, Hamasaper, Vamakaba, Belavda, Lezachal, Lashem Gadri. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara has also transgressed the prohibition of literally just to summarize it, Bimachal Shem Hashem, right? Of making a tremendous desecration of God's name. Achresh, Ein Bazet Taiva, there's no inherent bodily hana, bodily benefit that a person receives when they speak Lashon Hara. Velo Hanos Gashmis, of course. Shali De Zayiz Gabri Yitzral, that you can justify easily and just kind of and understand it. We were talking a second ago about leading with empathy and understanding. This, when it comes to Lashon Hara, there's little empathy. Because there's nothing that you can get a direct benefit from. What do you get a direct benefit? Now, of course, if you bash that person, you put that person down, you can get your job, you can position yourself like this. Well, you know, there's a lot of Yitzharas, you know, that come up throughout the day, that to position yourself in a certain way and to be perceived in a certain way, and all the negative things. But it's not a physical benefit that you could say, oh, wow, I need that cheeseburger, I can't stop. Oh, I want to look at that disgusting thing. No. Therefore, because it cannot be justified, that is logical. This is considered to be a tremendous rebellion against God. And therefore, you've desecrated God's name. We're talking about not from the great of the generation. A regular Jew. A simple Jew. For sure, someone is all the more so special and amazing. And someone who looks at them as a benchmark. And somebody, oh, that person's doing that. I want to do that too. You know, when I was learning the Mir Yeshiva, you know, sometimes people don't really realize. I don't think I'm that special, but people perceive you in certain ways. I remember I was at a falafel store. It wasn't even during the time of the Yeshiva. It wasn't at any particular moment. But there's a general culture that a guy doesn't go to the store. Like, he won't go to the restaurants because it's not a place where the music is oftentimes not appropriate. There are oftentimes women that are not dressed there. Or it's just pure batalo. It's just pure waste of time. And like, if you're having food in yeshiva, why are you not eating the food in yeshiva? Because when you're in yeshiva, the premium is to be in yeshiva. Okay. So this is like my early, maybe first or second year in the Mir Yeshiva. And I went to falafel store because why? I'm hungry. I like falafel. Like, look at me. I like falafel, right? So I go to a falafel store, and a guy walks up to me and says, ah, if a guy like you is in a falafel store, I can go too. And he said it seriously. I was like, oh my God, I didn't realize like what perspective I'm being viewed as. Like, that's a person has to be very, very acutely aware of how they present themselves, because people look at you as a benchmark. We spoke about last time, the idea of comparison. Since we're creatures of comparison, you're always being stared at. You're always being looked at, and you're always being compared to one thing or the other. Not recently, because it's not shy anymore, but I used to be a Magid Shir in a club. I used to give a Shir in a club. And I took over a position that somebody had left, and I came in new. And I took over that person's previous position. And for the first month, I would get constant comments of like, well, the person did that before, I did this. For that, did that. And it used to drive me crazy because like, I'm not that person, obviously. You deal with the new reality. But if I understand that human beings, they constantly are trying to compare to the previous. So it makes sense you're going to get all those comments. Ah, this person did that with this. You know, it's like, go do it yourself. You know, that they never thought of that. But the point is that's not helpful to look at the world like that. However, though, I understanding that people are constantly comparing. So if a person who is being viewed in comparison, who has a certain level of respectability in the community, then you need to understand. And again, it's a simple person or towards somebody who has a beard and a pay, it doesn't matter. You are always going to be viewed in a certain way, and you need to understand the impact of your actions. For sure, if it was done publicly, but that is even worse. The impact of the ripple effect is so much more multiplied. Such a person is considered as if they've desecrated God's name in public. Moving on to Zion, right to seven. And sometimes it's very interesting that someone who speaks Lashon Hara. This is interesting. He says sometimes. That person speaks Lashon Hara, they've also transgressed the prohibition of speaking, of hating their fellow in their heart. As the Pasuk says, I hate your brother in your heart. So, why is it lefamim? Why is it only sometimes? Because a lot of times people will say, well, just I'm not saying any negative. I'm not trying to hurt the person's feeling. I don't care about the. I don't really care if the person does that. Yeah, but you're speaking negatively, even if you don't have any negative feelings towards that person. For example, there are certain things he would say in front of them, but you never say certain things behind their back. I meant the opposite, I apologize. But you would say certain things behind their back. Let's repeat that again. You would say certain things behind their back, but you never say that to their face. For sure, or the more so. If you would inherently like command them to not go and to tell that person. I mean, if a person says, you know, I just said, don't say that I said that. Meaning you're actively trying to stall that information getting to them. Moving on to chesed test. Furthermore, also, a person sometimes says, over gam ken alav de leisikom leisitra. A person is also transgressed the prohibition of you shall not take revenge. Right? You shall not sit and lie in wait. Leisikom
leisitra. So there's a part where he says that while in the presence of other people, he degrades his friend. Is the act? Is, although maybe in his heart he doesn't feel like he's hating, but the act itself is a hateful.
It's hard to describe an act of hate if it's missing the element of hate.
Right.
Like, it's like a hate crime. Like, how do you define a hate crime? Like,
you know, yeah, but you know how sometimes be like, man, you're acting like as though you would hate the right person, but you really don't. Maybe you know how you don't have the feeling of their emotion, but the act kind of.
Right. Right. So I would define it more that the act is not an act of hate, because the guy's claiming, I don't hate him. I mean, you take the guy's word for, you know.
Good.
It's that the act is inherently a damaging act. I can walk around the bat. I don't hate a single person in my soul, but I'm clearly someone who doesn't care or understand the impact of my actions. So me swinging the bat outside, even if I don't hate anybody, I'm going to hit somebody in the face.
Yeah.
So that's inherently an act, which is a damaging act. That's what Lashon Hara is. Lashon Hara is a damaging act or damaging speech. So, for example, a situation where you ask somebody for a certain favor, right? And he didn't fulfill that request. And now you have that tinge of frustration in your heart. And you didn't do it. And now you have retained and almost like pocketed away inside of you a certain frustration towards that person. Like, you hear this phrase a lot. You can forgive, but you can never forget. That is lisita. That is literally by definition that you're being noter, which means to guard, right? Turekarta, the motion turekarta, right? Natar is to hold and withhold, and saying, I am upset at this person. And I mean, right now, I can be chill with them. I can go, I can hang out with them, I can talk to them, I can speak to them. But if they ever cross me again, that's going to come out.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Also known as your wife. Anyway, for years, no. There's no pause button on this. It's true. You know it's true.
It's okay.
Your wife will not listen to this, and therefore, don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm joking. She will listen to it. Leitiva, right? So such a person. I won't say this on recording. This I'll tell you afterwards. So now what happens is you keep it, you withhold it, and then when something crosses, then all the garbage comes out. So that person, and now and it becomes that retroactively you've literally transgressed that prohibition of withholding that grudge. Now that you've exacted retribution, the truth is, a person has to really get to a place where you have completely just got rid of it. It's not helping you. It's only sitting there and just becoming mold. It's just disgusting, nasty. It's like that piece of sandwich that you're going through your kids' bags in Pesach time, and something always smelled. You always thought, okay, my kids smell. What can I do? Listen, it's just what it is. And then only later to find out that they've been withholding this. They're not holding it, but it's been sitting there this whole entire time, and it's made your life living in them. People, you know, have been coughing in the car. No one can figure it out. This is some that nasty bologna sandwich in there.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's bologna. V'him come v'heyed alav v'fnei bezdin ba d'var isir chidi. The person now has come and has testified in front of the rabbinical court in a particular isir. K'goyin or kevon she'ein yachol loving musician to us. Since there's no real purpose that will come out of this regarding mammon, regarding any monetary matters. So you're not really even degrading the person from being classified as unbelievable to not believable. Since you're only one individual. Right? So Eid echad beish l'chol avim l'chol chatas. V'sichem bezim l'chol koisoy avur yadav razeh. Meaning, he's in a very particular situation where a person, he goes to a medical court. He's only one aid. He's only one witness, which we know in Torah we need two witnesses. So one is not valid. See, what are you doing? You're just spewing. At that point, you're just spewing. It's not helping anything. It's not helping anybody. There's no TLS. There's no practical purpose that comes out of this. You're just spewing garbage. Oh, you want to spread garbage? Spread garbage outside. Yeah, it's called the sewage. Put your face in there and drink it up. But that's not what we're here for. We're not here to act like a bunch of people just spewing garbage all day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll stop there, Mr. Shem.
Okay.
Oh, wow.